WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, awesome people. Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood stoic guide to conquering life's little challenges. You know, those pesky hurdles that pop up every day and leave you feeling like, ugh, not again. But guess what? Today's episode is all about tackling one of those biggest. Procrastination. Ever felt like that deadline is looming over you, and the only thing you can muster up is a Netflix marathon? You know that sinking feeling when your to-do list grows longer than a CVS receipt, and you're just staring at it with a glazed expression. Yeah, we've all been there. But trust me, I'm here to break down this beast and help you become a pro at taking action. Because let's be honest, the feeling of accomplishment after crushing a task is way better than that guilt trip your inner critic loves to throw at you. So, how do we turn those I'll-do-it-later thoughts into boom, got it done, victories? Buckle up because I've got 5 key takeaways that will change your procrastination game forever. First things first. Identify your procrastination triggers. Are certain tasks just kryptonite for you? Maybe they feel overwhelming, or maybe you associate them with past failures. Whatever the reason, figuring out what sets off those procrastination sirens is the first step to silencing them. Once you know your triggers, you can start developing strategies to deal with them head-on. Next up, break down those giant tasks into bite-sized chunks. Remember that daunting project? Picture it as a delicious cake. Instead of trying to devour the whole thing at once, take smaller slices, manageable, achievable pieces, and savor each one. That way, you'll feel a sense of accomplishment after finishing each slice, which will keep you motivated to tackle the rest. Number 3. Embrace the power of just starting. The hardest part about any task is often just getting started. It's like the inertia we all feel when trying to roll out of bed on a Saturday morning. But trust me, once you get those initial steps moving, the momentum will pick up. So, set a timer for 5 minutes and commit to working on your task, even if it's just skimming through some notes or brainstorming ideas. You might be surprised how quickly that 5 minutes can snowball into an entire productive session. Now, let's talk about rewards. You've earned them. Every time you complete a task, no matter how small, give yourself a little something to celebrate. It could be anything from a quick coffee break to watching an episode of your favorite show. Rewarding yourself helps reinforce positive behavior and keeps you motivated to keep going. And finally, remember to practice self-compassion. You're not perfect, and that's okay. Everyone procrastinates sometimes. The key is to learn from those slip-ups and move forward. Be kind to yourself, acknowledge your efforts, and celebrate your progress. Let me tell you a story about this. A few years back, I had this mountain of a project, a book proposal, no less. It was due in a month, and I was paralyzed by the sheer size of it. Every time I sat down to work on it, my mind would wander, and I'd end up scrolling through social media for hours. Sound familiar? But then I remember these tips. I broke down the proposal into smaller chapters, set daily goals, and rewarded myself with a delicious slice of pizza after completing each one. And you know what? It worked. I not only finished the proposal on time, but also learned a valuable lesson about how to manage my procrastination monster. So, there you have it, 5 powerful tips to conquer procrastination and become a productivity powerhouse. Remember, identify your triggers, break tasks into manageable chunks, just start. Reward yourself for your efforts, and practice self-compassion along the way. Take action today, even if it's just a tiny step. You got this. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use some help with their own procrastination struggles. Together, we can conquer those deadlines and unlock our full potential. Now go out there and make things happen.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.